We're going to talk about some football-related activities going on this summer as Paul Dunn, the head coach of the Albert Lea football team, joins us. And, Paulie, good afternoon. Thanks for taking some time out of your busy schedule.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's hopefully it won't be this warm in late August and early September.
Not a great day to have two-a-days, right?
No. No, especially if you're one of the athletes.
Oh, absolutely. Now, Paul, before we get into what we want to talk about with topics and events going on this summer, I got to get myself familiar with you as well. Now, Paul, this will be your second year as the head coach of the football team coming up this fall, correct?
Yeah, that's correct. I came down last summer. I moved to Albert Lea in late June, and then COVID. And that was a ride. And then I'm looking at this as my first real season, but, you know, we've got some things established, and the kids know me now and stuff. So we got a leg up on things, and I'm real excited about some of the things we have going.
I was going to say, I would count this as year 1B, because year 1A was not your typical year, obviously. So Paul will be in, again, year 1+, we'll call it, for a head coach, Paul Dunn. And I was reading up, you had a lot of success over at Springfield High School before you moved to Albert Lea.
Yeah, I was real fortunate. We had a good group of athletes come through. We were in the state tournament 4 times. We won the state championship in 2005. On the softball end, we were in it in the state tournament twice and won it in 2006. So I was real fortunate to be a part of that. And you know, it's as I get along in my career now, it's kind of moving home. My mom lives in St. Ansgar, Iowa, and she grew up in Clark's Grove, and my dad grew up in Hayward, and so I'm familiar with Albert Lea. So it's been really fun coming back to the area that I'm familiar with and reconnecting with relatives I didn't know I had and all of that kind of stuff. So it's been a good time.
Head coach Albert Lea, a football team, Paul Dunn here on KATE. And Paul, let's start throwing out some of those events. Let's talk about some things that are coming up this summer when it comes to being related to football.
Well, it starts this weekend. We're helping out with Rock the Lake bike ride. So we'll have a couple of refreshment stations along the route there. I'm excited about that get the kids out in the community a little bit. We're hoping to work with Park and Rec at some point later on in July or early August to do a project day to give back to some of the community. You know, you look at our facility and the support the community's had for us. It's really, really, I think, important to show that we are very grateful and feel very lucky to represent Albert Lea and Albert Lea High School and Albert Lea the community. Then in July 19th, 20th, and 21st, we have Tiger Youth Football Camp. This will be the first annual, and we will do a 3-day morning camp. 3rd through 5th grade will run from roughly 9 to 11:15, or 8:45 to 9, 11:15, something like that. It's on the community ed website, and then the 5th through 8th graders, or excuse me, 6th through 8th graders, will go from 11:15 to 1:15 or something like that. So people can still sign up for that. We've got 55 plus and counting. That are already registered. I just talked with Hy-Vee. They're going to help sponsor it, the Tiger Football Booster Club, the Albert Lea Athletics, the Albert Lea Community Ed, and probably one other sponsor that I'm still working on. Each kid will get a T-shirt. They'll get fed lunch on Wednesday after their session. So I'm real excited to get that going, and hopefully make it a annual thing. Probably next year, adding a high school component to the camp as well. So real excited about that, the prospects there, and how that's all going to fit together. Also, in the end of August, August 28th, it's a Saturday morning, we're going to host the first annual Tiger Football Jamboree. It's the MSHSL scrimmage date. This season we will have Blooming Prairie and Austin coming in. We're going to roast a hog and feed the public. It's, you know, you have to pay for your food, but it's free admission. You know, so hopefully people will come out and check out the Gus if you haven't been there yet. It's a wonderful state-of-the-art facility, and we're excited to show it off. And the Booster Club is the big person or group behind that, and there will be others that will be announced later that will be supporting us, hopefully, in that effort as well. So we're trying to get out there and be visible in the community and promote Tiger football and have fun with the game, and the end goal being that Friday night is in the fall is Tiger football is what to do. So I'm real excited about those prospects.
Head coach, Auberly football team, Paul Dunn here on Kate Radio. And Paul, going back to the youth football camp, July 19th through the 21st, did you say the best way for someone to sign up, and if you have youngsters out there, there's still time to sign up, was to just go online, do a search for the Albert Lea Community Ed page, and you can sign up there? Is that the easiest way?
Yes, that is the best way, and the fee is $30. You won't find anything like it out there for that price. You know, and once again, they get a T-shirt and they get fed. Hy-Vee is going to support us by providing water and refreshments. So real excited about that. And, you know, we're going to do basic football skills and conclude each day with a game of ultimate football, which is a lot of fun. The varsity kids are going to help with the camp. The football coaching staff will be in charge of the camp. I'm obviously administering the camp, so you know, it's program-based camp, trying to build the skills in our kids and introduce some Tiger football traditions, TFTs, and you know, those traditions that that emanate way back from the late '60s, early '70s, and the championship years. Need to start bringing some of those things back, and one of those is community service, and that we're going to start there and try to get our kids out in the community and helping out with various projects around the community, and to be a visible supporter of Albert Lea, as they have been visible supporters of our program by building us a beautiful facility.
Paul, I absolutely love that philosophy, and I'm sure you'd agree 100%. Any successful program is built from the youth up, and you get the youth involved, you get them on the same playing field or mindset with what the varsity program is doing. It's so important to start them out at a young age, and obviously that's part of what this football camp is all about.
You bet. You know, the terminology we use, you know, the formations and all of that stuff, and the X's and O's really don't matter. But when we're talking football in Albert Lea, we all need to have the same language.
Yep.
And, you know, this is a way to start that, you know, and hopefully we can generate some excitement in the community for the program and the kids, and we can put a good product out on the Gus every Friday night and have a good time.
Again, go to the Albert Lea Community Ed page to sign up your youngster for, again, the youth football camp July 19th through the 21st. We know summers are busy, so put it on your calendar right now, August 28th. Again, the football jamboree, Blooming Prairie and Austin will be here. And once again, Paul, talk about you're going to be feeding those that show up. It's going to cost them money, but you're going to be cooking a hog that day on August 28th.
We are, and it'll be a we'll have. I would guess we'd have beans and salad and chips and beverage and cookies and, you know, the whole shooting match, you know, and it'll be a reasonable price, put on by the football boosters, and I'm real excited for it. I've been to a number of these over the 30 years I've been coaching football. I think I've got some good ideas on how to put one on, and you know, and with our facility, it just is silly not to use it, and yep. we're going to utilize the Gus as much as we can.
Head coach again of the Upper Lee football team, Paul Dunn, joining us here on KATE. And Paul, anything that we've missed? Anything you want to add before we let you go?
No, I'm just real excited, you know, to get back in front of kids again, get a whistle in my mouth, and continue building on what we started last fall. And hopefully we have an uneventful fall and that things go off as normal. And, you know, the Tiger pride that those kids showed and against all adversity last year, you know, having five games canceled, only playing three, on again, off again practice, was pretty amazing. And I just can't wait to get back with them and, you know, get a full season where we can show everybody what Tiger pride is all about.
Paul Dunnigan, head coach, Upper Lee football team here on KATE Radio. Paul, thank you so much for the time. I look forward to meeting you in person and working with you as we get into the football season. Again, thank you so much for the time, and we'll catch up again soon.
Awesome. Thank you, and thanks for your support of Tiger football.